From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Once again, airline passengers are finding it hard getting off the ground. There have been horror stories recently of long delays on the tarmac, especially at New York's JFK Airport. A friend recently tried to get to Paris from JFK and spent 9 hours on the tarmac without food or drink. Deb, I know you take planes out of JFK all the time. Does that happen to you?
I just made that flight, and I think of it as get-to-know-your-pilot time. Ladies and gentlemen, there are 50 planes in front of you. It's kind of like the summer horror movie.
So he's talking a lot to you and trying to calm you down. Well, there were lots of horror stories of similar delays back in February when JetBlue left passengers on the tarmac. And that spawned a consumer movement and a lot of congressional outrage about a passenger bill of rights. Well, whatever happened to that passenger bill of rights? Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, whatever happened?
Well, it's like many other bills, it's still circulating the halls of Congress, and it doesn't look like it's going to bring any relief to air travelers anytime soon. I talked to Kate Hannay, and now she's the founder of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger Bill of Rights. That's the grassroots consumer group that's trying to get Congress to pass this bill. And Hannay claims that the current bill in its current language has been so watered down by the airline lobby that even if it passes, passengers wouldn't be any better off.
I will tell you, there's no commitment on the part of the airlines to deplane passengers, ever. And they absolutely don't want to be hemmed in and have any time commitment that they have to take people off the planes.
Now, Hannay claims the bill as it stands would basically ensure that passengers get food and water if they're stuck on a plane, but not give them any rights to get off that plane after a certain amount of time. That's about the same as the New York State passenger bill of rights that's now awaiting the governor's signature before it becomes final.
Okay, so it sounds like even if a passenger bill of rights does pass, it wouldn't necessarily make flying better.
Well, Madeline, that's the million-dollar question here. Critics of the bill say it's a fundamental flaw is that it assumes Congress can protect passengers from the vagaries of weather and from what airlines say is the root of the problem, which is a federal air traffic control system that's still working with 1950s-era radar. So some would say or argue that throwing a passenger bill of rights into this perfect storm of sorts would create nothing but gridlock.
Well, in the meantime, what are we to do? Just grin and bear it?
Well, if you talk to Kate Hannay with the consumer group, she says without a passenger bill of rights, it's a case of passenger be damned. But there are some things you can do to avoid problems. You can avoid connecting flights. You can try to leave first thing in the morning in the summer before the afternoon thunderstorms. But that said, it's easy for a problem at an airport like JFK, which has the nation's worst record of late flights to snowball and cause delays across the entire country. So sometimes it's just a matter of luck.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace. That's produced by American Public Media.